You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, A Tour of Homes. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
Poor Mrs. Vogt. She's lonely, and she's casting about for someone to be with her in her problems. Mrs. Vogt has health problems. You and I know how scary that can be. Sickness can isolate you, even when there are other people around. Mrs. Vogt is divorced. That, too, is a lonely situation. Many of you know the powerful feelings connected with divorce. In Mrs. Vogt's case, she is desperately lonely. Her main companion is her cat. And now the problem that's driving Mrs. Vogt to despair, her neighbor, Mr. Christie. Mr. Christie is an obnoxious man. By all accounts, he's not the kind of neighbor you or I would want living next door. But he is next door to Mrs. Vogt. He planted trees in his backyard, and they're keeping the sun out of Mrs. Vogt's garden. Mrs. Vogt used to love whiling away the hours in her garden. I've already told you about her cat. Mr. Christie has threatened to kill her cat. Mr. Christie swears at Mrs. Vogt. He insults her. He verbally abuses her. Poor Mrs. Vogt. She's lonely, drowning in her problems, and flailing about for someone to help her. I suspect that Mrs. Vogt didn't decorate her home for Christmas. No lights hanging on the trees or framing the house, no figures in the front yard, no wreath hanging on the front door, no decorations, because there's no happiness in her home. There's only loneliness bordering on despair. Do you ever hop in the car and take a look at homes in your town that have been decorated for Christmas? After you've seen everybody else's lights and adornments, do you return to your home and feel a little down? Even if you've got some decorations up, you know the dark side behind the lights, and you feel the real story behind the outward show. When you feel down because your home isn't as bright on the inside as other homes are on the outside, then stop and think about the brilliance with which God surrounds you this season. God has appointed His good angels to be with you. I'm not talking now about plastic or plywood angels you might place on your front lawn. I'm talking about real angels that God has sent to surround you and your home. Oh, you normally can't see these good angels with your eyes. They are part of God's invisible creation. They're included in the first sentence of the Nicene Creed, in which we say, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible. When you return from your tour of decorated homes, your physical eyes won't see the good angels. Your eyes will see your home, and your mind will recall whatever problems are afflicting you. The Bible, however, teaches you to look at your home and to believe that God has surrounded you with the unseen brilliance of His good angels. The Bible teaches that there are many good angels. Daniel chapter 7, verse 10 says, thousands upon thousands attended Him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before Him. The Bible teaches that they are powerful. Psalm 103, verse 20 says, praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. That verse also teaches that the angels who surround you are God's angels. They act according to His instructions. So much current talk about angels leaves you with the impression that these invisible beings are off doing their own thing. In fact, the Bible teaches that their thing is God's thing. The good angels are His invisible, supernatural servants. And here's the great thing about the angels who work for God. God has assigned them to serve you. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14 says, what are all the angels? They are spirits sent to serve those who are going to receive salvation. Those who are going to receive salvation. Those are the people who know and believe that God the Father sent His only and uniquely begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to save us from the consequences of our sins, to change our death into the entrance to unending life in heaven, and to free us from the tyranny of Satan. Are you one of those people who are going to receive salvation and therefore are surrounded by the good angels? This brings us to the dark side of my message today, the various problems you and I have, problems not unlike Mrs. Vogt's, are serious problems. There's no quarrel about that. The bad news is that our problems are even deeper and darker than feelings of loneliness, helplessness, and despair. There are evil angels lurking in the shadows of your life. New Agers don't believe in evil angels, but the Bible teaches that they exist. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 tells us that some of the good angels that God had created rebelled against God. These evil angels are numerous. Mark 5:39 says, Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And these evil beings are powerful and are dedicated to work against the good influences of the Bible and Christian faith in your life. Mark chapter 4, verse 15 says that some people are like seed along the path where the word of God is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes along and takes away the word that was sown in them. Oh, if our problems were only the things we can see and hear, there's more to it than meets the eye. The dark side of today's message is that our problems are deeper than our senses tell us. Ephesians 6, verse 12 says, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." But let's get on with the good news. December and the celebration of Christ's birth is a time for you and me to replace our despair with hope, and for us to combat our sense of loneliness with the comforting truth that God and His good angels surround and help us. There's a devil, all right, and he's got a legion of evil angels who want to make your life wretched by tearing you away from the goodness of God. But as Martin Luther said, Satan is God's Satan. The devil and the evil angels, as numerous and as powerful as they may be, are not the equals of God. In his hymn, A Mighty Fortress, Luther describes the confidence we should have in the face of the hosts of darkness. Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will, he can harm us none, he's judged, the deed is done, one little word can fell him. That word is the good news of Jesus Christ. Satan and all the devils are driven into the background of your life when you believe the goodness of God toward you in Jesus Christ. You and I often give in to temptations. We sin. Jesus did not. He resisted the devil in our place. And when Christ died on the cross of Calvary, he satisfied God's anger against sin, God's anger against all those times when you and I have given in to temptation rather than doing what the commandments of God tell us to do. So often, Satan disturbs your conscience with the remembrance of your sins. The word of Christ says, "Be quiet, Satan, that sin has been forgiven." So your conscience is cleansed, and you can be at peace. By restoring Christ to life on Easter Sunday morning, God the Father tells us that the death grip that Satan and evil have on us has been broken, and now life and goodness are ahead for you and me and for all who love God's Son. That's the good news for December. That's the good news for every month of the year. And it's that good news that enables you to picture your life and home surrounded by the brilliance of God's good angels. Psalm 34, verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him." So now let's hop in the car and tour Bethlehem. Let's go to a place that the angels have decorated with the glories of God, a place where common people like you and me can shine in the light of Christ's coming. Listen. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." When your confidence is in Christ your Savior, and you know what the Bible teaches about the holy angels, you'll treasure your home as the best of all homes you'll see this December. You are not alone. God is with you. "I am with you always," Jesus says in Matthew 28, and the good angels surround you. You're not helpless. When Sennacherib's army was ready to ravage Judah, God sent an angel to destroy that army. 2 Kings 6 tells how the prophet Elisha was protected by an angel, and Acts chapter 12 reports how Peter was set free from prison by an angel. You are not alone, and you are not helpless. So don't despair. Have hope. Back now to Mrs. Vogt. My daughter Elizabeth is a first-year law student. One of her assignments was to prepare a memorandum. A memorandum of law is a summary of the applicable law that helps a lawyer counsel the client. Mrs. Vogt was the subject of that memorandum, that law school assignment. Now, in the assignment, Mrs. Vogt went to a lawyer for help in her struggle against her neighbor, Mr. Christie. My daughter Elizabeth concluded that Mrs. Vogt had a case against Mr. Christie, but it wasn't clear if she could win before a jury. It's okay to seek competent help. Doctors, lawyers, counselors, they're there for you, but their success is not assured. You shouldn't pin all your hopes on worldly help. Ultimately, you put your hope in God. God surrounds you with help that the world can never give. He's the one who sent his angels to decorate the shepherd's field. He sends his angels to beautify your house this season. To you, he says, "Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy." Until next week, may I suggest that you hop into your car, tour the decorated homes in your town, and then pull into your driveway and know that God and His good angels are adorning your home. Then you'll know that your home is the most beautiful of all. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.